This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization says its best estimates indicate that roughly 1 in 10 people worldwide may have been infected by the coronavirus. The estimate, which would amount to more than 760 million people based on the current world population of about 7.6 billion, far outstrips the number of confirmed cases as tallied by both WHO and Johns Hopkins University, now more than 35 million worldwide. Experts have long said that the number of confirmed cases greatly underestimates the true figure. The White House has blocked new Food and Drug Administration guidelines on bringing potential vaccines for COVID-19 to market. At issue was the FDA's planned requirement that participants in mass clinical trials for vaccines be allowed for 2 months to ensure there are no side effects and that the vaccines provide lasting protection. A senior administration official confirmed the move Monday evening, saying the White House believes there is no clinical or medical reason for additional screening protocols. President Donald Trump staged a dramatic return to the White House after leaving the military hospital where he was receiving an unprecedented level of care for COVID-19. Mike Gracia reports.
Supporters of President Donald Trump were gathered outside Walter Reed National Military Medical Center Monday night, hoping for a glimpse of the president as he departed for the White House after being treated for COVID-19. The president was seen by reporters only briefly.
Thank you very much.
Earlier Monday, Trump tweeted, "Feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. I feel better than I did 20 years ago." Meantime, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany announced Monday morning she has tested positive for the virus, adding her to a list that includes the president and first lady and several senior staff members. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News.